Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, my friend, and welcome to the 525th episode of the Sales Podcast. I'm Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, your host. Today, we're diving back into the Sales Whisperer way. We're on page 81. And you know what? You need a copy of this book. Go to 79stories.info and order a signed copy from me, just so you can see the back cover and see this flow chart on page 81. The title of this chapter, it's one page, is How to Tell If You're About to Make a Really Bad Prospecting Call. Starts out with, are you currently behind on your sales quota? Yes. Is your boss, spouse, dad breathing down your neck? Yes. Are you in a cubicle where everyone is listening? Yes. Are you dialing blindly out of sheer desperation? Yes. Are you hungover? Yes. You're about to make a really bad prospecting call. Conversely, if it's no, then rock on. Good for you for actually having a backbone and picking up the phone. Be sure to record that guy over to the left. It's going to be really bad. So get you that. And then learn from it. You know, I got this idea. I don't remember exactly, but somebody had made a flow chart for something similar, like, is your cat going to kill you or something? So, you know, gain inspiration from other things. Learn to see with your eyes open, right? See where you can grab something, leverage it, modify it, and use it for your own. I had this as a blog post. It was an email. It's been received very well. I reshare it periodically. And it always gets a chuckle, some eyeballs, and some engagement, which is what we are after. The next chapter is 43-year goals and persistence and commitment. The first professional football game I ever attended was with my late Uncle Jimmy in the New Orleans Superdome. The Saints, led by Archie Manning, hosted the Atlanta Falcons. We call them the Dirty Birds. And, as was usually the case back then, the Saints lost. The year was 1979. Uncle Jimmy had season tickets, even though the Saints weren't all that good. How's that for political correctness? The Aints, as many called them, were terrible. My, how times change. But my uncle loved the Saints. He believed in them. He supported them. He got angry at their performances, but he never stopped believing that the Saints were the best. Fast forward 43 years from their entry into the league, and 31 years from my attending that first game, and the Saints are Super Bowl champions. Over the years, their personnel changed. Remember the earlier letter on recruiting? And their playbooks changed, but their focus did not. Win the big one. What is your 43-year goal? Do you have a goal so big you're willing to consistently work toward it for two generations through the scoffing and laughter of all who see you? The first step to success is having a legacy-building goal. The second step to success is delivering a powerful message in a powerful manner. I'll address that later in the book. For example, in 1967, David Dixon created plans to construct the largest fixed dome structure in the world to house his NFL expansion team. David Dixon built the biggest stage in the world for a team that only existed on paper. How's that for dreaming big? He delivered his powerful message in a powerful manner, all right. Dixon's new team would be the best, and 31 years later, he was proven correct. But he didn't do it alone. In fact, he obtained the assistance of business leaders and politicians, all the way up to and including the governor of Louisiana, to make his dreams come true. If you don't have access to the governor of your state to make your dreams come true, but could use a little encouragement from time to time, find and or start a mastermind group. You'll see this idea come up often in the book. You may also be interested in my reassuringly expensive 90-day private consulting that also includes lifetime access to my content. Check out wesmethod.com to apply. The goal of any program like mine is to hold you accountable, to improve at least monthly, if not weekly. You need to improve the creation and delivery of your powerful message. You need unbiased advice and a swift kick in the rear from time to time, and fresh perspectives and ideas on how to get closer to your 43-year goal. Whatever you choose, get started today, because 2062 will be here sooner than you think. Happy dreaming. Happy doing. P.S. Who says advertising is dead? Bad advertising has always been dead, and good advertising has always been alive. Want proof? How many ads do people watch during the Super Bowl? I watch every one of them with my family and friends. Heck, we even rewind them so we can see them more than once. The real fact of the matter is that nobody reads ads. People read what interests them. Sometimes it's an ad. Howard Gossage. Do you produce interesting ads? Hey, sidebar. Want to know how our former Navy SEAL sets goals? Check out the interview I did with Dan O'Shea on episode number 161 of the Sales Podcast. He might be one of the fastest talking, most intense guests I've ever had on the show. thesaleswhisper.com/session161. You may detect a little more energy in this next one because I just took a break and had some red beans and rice, baby. Oh, yeah. My mom passed on the recipe, jambalaya, gumbo, red beans, and rice. My wife does a great job. But I digress. Let's get back to the book. This one is titled Camera Action. How's this, quote, new economy treating you? Are you killing it yet with social media? How are those yellow page ads working out for you? And billboards? And direct mail? What percentage of your clients or potential clients have their faces buried in their smartphones, tablets, and laptops? How many are overwhelmed, easily distracted, ADD, with the reading comprehension of a fifth grader? Might it be time to add video to your sales growth strategy? Making videos used to be hard. Sure, producing great videos will always be hard, but making good enough videos is easy, and getting so easy, your competition is about to start doing it to steal business from you. As of May 2018, more than 1.8 billion unique users visit YouTube each month. Over 6 billion hours of video are watched each month on YouTube. That's almost an hour for every person on Earth, and 50% more than last year. 100 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every minute. 70% of YouTube traffic comes from outside the U.S. YouTube is localized in 56 countries and across 61 languages. According to Nielsen, YouTube reaches more U.S. adults ages 18 to 34 than any cable network. Millions of subscriptions happen each day, and the number of people subscribing has more than doubled since last year. And that's all from YouTube's statistics page. To make videos back in the day, i.e. 2006, you needed two Apple computers, a MacBook Air and 27-inch iMac, $3,100 plus. Video software, $99 to $299. HD cameras like a Samsung HD, $159. Kodak ZI-8, $209. A Nikon D5200 DSLR, $1,200. Olympus stereo microphone, $49. Tripods, standard and Joby GorillaPod, $79 and $22. Hosted video software, $250 per year. Flash conversion software, free to $347. Online hosting, Amazon S3 is cheap to use. Took me a month to learn and become proficient. Premium hosted programs for creating, converting, storing, embedding, and submitting your videos to the top 20 video sites, $3,000 a year. Now you can get a Logitech HD webcam for $70 at Sam's Club and record straight to YouTube, where you can also edit, annotate, and monetize for free. How's that going for you? Adding video to business profiles increases number of business profile views by more than 100%, increases number of profile clicks by more than 30%, increases number of calls generated by more than 18%, Video drives a wide range of customer actions, increases number of visits to advertiser sites by 55%, increases physical store visits by 30%, increases incidence of purchase by 24%. Video on social media sites can drive more traffic to your site. Video on your website can inform and convert more visitors to prospects. Video on your website can inform and convert more prospects to clients. Video for your clients can educate, upsell, and retain current clients. Even average, moderately decent video will help you beat your competition that is too fat, dumb, or lazy to leverage video. Example of the video results for the phrase short sale San Diego experts on 10/5/13, the top video was made on 5/5/09, and none were made in 2013. If you change the phrase to be San Diego short sale expert, there's only one video made this entire year, and it's the 10th result in Google. If you're shy, do instructional video screencasts with programs like Camtasia for PCs and Macs or ScreenFlow. It's still $99 on a Mac. Camtasia is owned by TechSmith and offers Jing for free. However, your recording time is limited, and they include a watermark, but it's a great tool to get started. And getting started is critical. Failure to launch is the number one cause of failure in business, period. The number two cause of failure is being invisible. Your potential clients are looking for video. So what are you waiting for? The world wants to see your video. Action. Speaking of action, let's get into disciplined optimism, page 86. If you're not growing, you're dying. Tony Robbins, among others. Sell or die. Me, among others. Life is a game, and to succeed, you must compete. As a young man playing football in high school and college, I was the quiet one in the corner before the game, reviewing my roles and responsibilities, thinking through the plays, studying the opponent, and envisioning how I would do all that I could to take away their will to compete as soon as the whistle blew. At the same time, there were always a few guys who would hoop and holler, run around high-fiving everyone, slapping us on the backside to get us all psyched up. Interestingly, these were the same guys that hung their heads low as soon as any adversity arose, such as the opponent making a big gain or scoring early or someone getting hurt. It was then I realized hype and optimism are extrinsic. They are shallow and they are fleeting. Playing on a team meant I couldn't get away from the feel-gooders. Today I can, and I do, put quite a bit of distance between myself and these new age, positive thinking, vision board crazy hippies. Don't get me wrong, I'm not some glasses half empty kind of guy thinking the sky is falling. Quite the contrary, things are great behind the pages of your book. They've never been better, and the future has never looked brighter. Why? Disciplined optimism. I got that phrase back in 2010 from chapter 5 of the book Conquer the Chaos, written by Infusionsoft founders Clayton Mask and Scott Martineau. Disciplined optimism is like being cautiously optimistic, or planning for the worst but preparing for the best. It gives you the strength and fortitude to persevere and stick with the game plan despite high highs and low lows. In Conquer the Chaos, Clayton and Scott refer to the Stockdale Paradox, a name given to Admiral James Stockdale by Jim Collins, author of Good to Great. Stockdale spent 7 years as a prisoner of war during Vietnam and won a Medal of Honor for his efforts in resisting the North Vietnamese communists. As Collins was interviewing Stockdale, he asked him, who were the POWs that didn't make it home from the Hanoi Hilton? Oh, that's easy, said Stockdale. The optimists. Oh, they were the ones who said, we're going to be out by Christmas. And Christmas would come, and Christmas would go. Then they'd say, we're going to be out by Easter. And Easter would come, and Easter would go. And then Thanksgiving. And there would be Christmas again. And they died of a broken heart. Stockdale concluded with, this is a very important lesson. You must never confuse faith that you will prevail in the end, which you can never afford to lose, with the discipline to confront the most brutal facts of your current reality, whatever they might be. What brutal facts have you been ignoring? Are sales down? Are sales cycles increasing along with your competition? Are your salespeople making more excuses than appointments? or you're not generating enough traffic to your website and converting enough leads from your website, trade shows, ads, etc. Are you wasting money on marketing that is not producing a measurable, positive ROI? Are you tolerating mediocrity, complacency, and excuses from those around you, from yourself? Contrary to what my good friend Dion Moser at Impact Marketing will tell you, I'm not a pessimist. I just call him like I see him, as a disciplined optimist. That's why I have more money in the bank today than the day I left a six-figure sales job in corporate America, despite having more kids, opening an office, and tripling my staff since then. You can prevail if you focus on your current reality while maintaining the faith of a child in a prosperous outcome. What are you focused on today? Daily success versus lifetime excuses. Sam's dad was an Ohio tanner. For you city slickers, that means his dad took animal skins and turned them into leather. It's rather hard work today, let alone 185 years ago. Suffice it to say, Sam was raised as what the politically correct would call working class. Excuse number one. At the age of 17, Sam got into college, but they got his name wrong. When he tried to change it, they told him to either live by the wrong name in college or go home with his true name. Excuse number two. Sam was middle of the road in college. Excuse number three. But he excelled as a horseman. Upon graduation, Sam joined the army. But instead of being placed, logically, into the cavalry, he was ordered to work in supplies and logistics. Yawn. Excuse number four. After a relatively successful 11-year career, where he actually saw a little action on the front lines, he got sideways with a superior officer and was forced to resign immediately, despite having a wife and two children to support. Excuse number five. For 7 years, he struggled as a farmer, a bill collector, and endured another failed business only to end up, at the age of 38, working as an assistant to his dad. A whole lot of good that college degree did him. Excuse number six. Then war broke out. Excuse number seven. This is where it would have been expected and understandable if Sam had gone on a drinking binge and killed himself. I mean, come on. He had seven killer excuses to quit, right? Right? But Sam loved his country and fought for her. In fact, he fought so well, he was made commanding general of the United States Army in less than 3 years. 4 years later, he was elected president of the United States. 4 years thence, he was re-elected president of the United States. Sam was the nickname Hiram Ulysses Grant was given by his West Point classmates after Thomas Hamer, the congressman who appointed Grant to West Point, forgot Hiram was his first name. Wow, a politician making a mistake? Good thing our government outlawed mistakes. Hamer knew that Simpson was Grant's mother's maiden name and mistakenly assumed Simpson was Ulysses Grant's middle name. Therefore, Hamer filled out the application in the name of Ulysses S. Grant. So when Liss showed up at West Point, his classmates took the initials of U.S. from Uncle Sam and applied it to U.S. Grant, ergo Sam. Sam got back up every time he was knocked down, right up to the day he died. Sam persevered. Perseverance takes effort. All great achievements come from the consistent application of effort. Apply the effort. Let us know if we can help. Now let's discuss marketing from outer space. Hello, my creative friend. When was the last time you received an email from the moon? Or a postcard from the sun? Or a letter from a space shuttle? Don't try thinking about it. You'd remember it if you did. Guess what? So would your clients. That's why I recommend you take a fresh look at Google and play with their maps. When you get there, type in Wilson Creek Manor, Temecula, California. There should be a red pin of sorts on the location. If you double click right next to it, the map will zoom in. Keep clicking until you see the shadows of the mansion. Make sure satellite is checked in the bottom left. You can tell the image was shot in the summer around noon because the shadows are all cast to the top slash north of the building. But they are short. Yes, I'm a weather geek. On the top left, under the search bar and image, next to the name Wilson Creek Manor and their reviews, you'll see direction. Click that. In the new navigation screen on the top left, the name and address of the venue will be pre-filled in as the destination, while the top row will be blank. Enter San Diego International Airport and click Enter. You'll see that it's 67.9 miles. Why is this important? I'll tell you later. Now imagine your best client or top prospect worked in downtown San Diego, California, and you wanted to invite them to the Sales Whisper Worldwide Headquarters or Wilson Creek Manor for a two-day intensive mastermind/workshop you were conducting. How cool would it be if you printed the directions from their office to your meeting location and mailed it to them with an astronaut stamp and a letter like this? Dear prospect, and I would hope you'd use their name, all right? We're so excited that you will be attending our workshop. Your bank account will most surely be enriched, while your brain will be enlivened. To be sure you know exactly where to go, I have enclosed directions straight from the San Diego International Airport to the seminar. What a thrill it will be to see you, blah, 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 blah. Now, suppose you're in the real estate industry, and you're actually a doer, and you sent this letter and photo to a prospect. Dear listing prospect, enclose the directions from your house to a comparable house in your neighborhood that I sold last month after just 38 days for $775,400. After 12 years serving the housing needs of this community, I know that your home has more upgrades, a larger lot, and a better view than the home enclosed. With that in mind, I believe I can help you sell your home for more money and in less time, yada, yada, yada. I know what you're thinking, but Wes, my business is different. I sell computers, and the technology industry is so cutthroat, and we're just viewed as a commodity. Try this one, my right brain-oriented Chicken Little. Dear CIO, enclosed, please find a satellite photo of the exact facility here in America that manufactures the finest blade servers in the world. If you look two buildings to the west, 792 yards away by foot, you'll see the location of the support facility that will take your calls, coordinate your installations, and provide the best support of any technology on the planet. Yip, yip, yahoo. Might they remember these letters? Probably. Will you have the guts to try it? You'll for sure make money if you do. Now back to those San Diego International Airport to Temecula, California directions. Nestled just an hour's drive from the San Diego airport, in the heart of the Temecula Valley wine country, is the home of the Sales Whisperer, where, at least several times per year, some type of live sales and marketing training is conducted to help professional salespeople, sales managers, business owners, and entrepreneurs sell more, faster, at a higher margin, with less stress and more fun. When we meet, we eat and drink like kings and queens while staying up well past our regular bedtimes, because your mind is set free, the limitations are removed, and your path is made clear, maybe for the first time ever. Sometimes we awaken the giant within, albeit with a bit of a headache in the morning, but with a spring in our steps. But you need to get here for the transformation to begin. San Diego is easy to fly into. The weather here is always nice. The beer is always cold. The wine is always local, as well as the beer and even some of the spirits. And the marketing we'll help you create will be out of this world. Now go plan your trip. You are coming to our next gig, right? P.S. After you make plans to come see me, have fun touring the globe for a few minutes, then make plans to finally visit the places you've put off for lack of time and or money, because you will eliminate those issues after we meet. Having the time and the means to take my family of nine to Hawaii for 9 days and to travel with my oldest son for 6 to 9 days in San Francisco, Argentina, India, and the UK as he completes his studies in the first graduating class of Minerva Schools at KGI, minerva.kgi.edu, I can tell you the time, money, and effort you invest in getting good at sales, marketing, and systems is worth it. It's a big world. It's a small world. It's yours for the taking. I'll help you put a big X to mark your marketing spot. And that's it for this issue of the Sales Podcast. Look, get yourself a signed copy, okay? 79stories.info. I am updating the book and releasing it by the end of the year. I'm working on another book from today's reading. You may want to check that out. I've been writing a daily post on the Bible since June of 2017, so over 4 years. I got to figure out how to publish that because it's thousands of pages. People probably don't want thousands of pages. Maybe I'll do it as a series. But I'm working on that, working on Diary of a Wimpy Salesman. So stay tuned. But as usual, the Sell More of Everything group is alive and well. MakeEverySale.com for the on-demand content. So avail yourself of those opportunities and stay tuned as I make some new announcements on some training I'll be doing to finish up the year to help you finish strong and start 2022 strong as well. Thanks for listening. I'll go sell something.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.